On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An environmental group says it's clear the energy regulator listened when concerns were raised about Eskom's initial tariff hike proposal. Nurses given the utility the go-ahead to raise prices by 12% this year, a far cry from Eskom's application for 36%. The adjustment will take effect from April, with municipalities introducing the changes in July. Here's the Green Connections, Liz McDade.
We are actually appreciative that NERSA does listen, but we will continue to push for a tariff restructuring which sees more affordable electricity prices.
Now, the power producer will be allowed to hike costs by 5 and 6% in the following two financial years. There's been a mixed reaction to the adjustments. The electricity minister, José Ntsorama Makgopa, says while they are pleased that Eskom didn't get what it asked for, the cost to keep the lights on remains unaffordable for many consumers. The DA's Kevin Milam has meanwhile rejected the increases altogether.
The increase afforded to Eskom is three times the national inflation rate and will put massive additional pressure on the prices of goods and services across the spectrum. NERSA has chosen to pass on Eskom's failure to manage its finances and operations to consumers.
In Durban, eThekwini Municipality has been accused of falling behind on its service delivery commitments.
The city fails to get through spells of darkness. This over and above the shadows of non-functional streetlights, refuse heaps up and law enforcement have their hands full.
Ward 97 councillor Andre Bietger criticised the metro during an Exco meeting yesterday. He also raised concerns about the city's capital and maintenance expenditure.
Cash on hand sits at a mere 25 days. Water losses are now at 59%, up from 53% in June. Electricity at 11.25%. Debt is up to 35.5 billion and collections are at 93%, thus contributing to further inflating the debtors.
But Mayor Cyril Qaba has dismissed the claims, saying that the councillor hasn't looked at the full picture.
He knows very well that that is not true, and we're working very hard to ensure that we keep our city clean, and that has been acknowledged by many people, including people who are even not from the city. He says the robots are not working. He knows that very well, that there is not a single robot that I've seen, for example, that is not working. Any robot that is not working, please, we are available, just report that to us and we'll attend to it.
And black boxes have been recovered from the wreckage of a jet and helicopter crash in Washington, D.C. Among the 64 people believed to have died on that flight, competitors returning from the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Kansas. Investigators are trying to find out how Wednesday's collision happened. The chair of America's National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Homendy, explains it'll be a long process.
We have data. We have substantial amounts of information. We need to verify information, need to take our time to make sure it is accurate. That's important for the families. It's important for legislators who are seeking answers to try to figure out what they're going to do about this.
Durban 31 today, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 35 degrees. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, United and Spurs through to the Europa League last 16. Captain Pfaff leads JSK to massive win over Paul in the Betway SA20. And Orlando Pirates boss Jose Riviero says form means nothing going into the Soweto Derby.